Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get into it. Let me introduce the panel first and foremost. Alan Chartog is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Political consultant Libby Post is here.
Hi there.
Good morning. And I made it sound like you've been here for hours.
Thank you.
It's good that way. And director of the journalism program at UAlbany, Rosemary Armeo.
I am a lot less chipper than my colleagues who I am contemplating Trump presidency.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Work.
The New York Times says it ain't going to happen.
Right.
They've been wrong before. Didn't they say he would never get the nomination?
Okay. So three headlines out of last night. One, Donald Trump wins and basically clinches the nomination. Two, Ted Cruz surprises many by bowing out of the race. And his father may have had something to do with the assassination of JFK, according to Donald Trump. Anyway, we'll get to that. And then...
Who then, in his victory speech, said, oh, Trump has an amazing, wonderful family.
Yeah.
Well, except for the guy who helped kill Kennedy.
Or the Cruz. Cruz has a wonderful family.
Cruz has a wonderful family.
Because Mr. Cruz did not mention Mr. Trump at all.
He did not.
In his farewell lap. And
three.
And then three, Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton in Indiana. Okay. So where do we want to... where do we want to start on that? Let's begin with, we all said this. The conventional wisdom said that if Ted Cruz didn't win Indiana, he was toast. And then the question became, okay, but will he actually get out or do as he says he was going to do and stay through the duration of the campaign? And I think he surprised many by saying at just about an hour after the results came in, and he was soundly beaten in Indiana, that he was heading for the highway.
Well, you know, Rosemary has consistently praised her favorite, Hillary Clinton, for getting out while the getting was good when the Obama thing happened and showing some grace. And that allows her back in, you know, now.
And I think he's doing the same.
And it may well be that he sees himself coming back.
Yeah, he's young enough. He certainly has a shot in 2020. It would be.
That seems to be. Yeah. Although, is that? I mean, if he didn't have the support this year, is he ever going to have that support?
I think the problem. Well, a lot of people said that about Hillary. She didn't have the support last time, and she has the support this time. It all depends. It's situational. Depends on who's around, who's running. But I've always felt that look at Mike Huckabee and other people like that, if you miss the golden ring when you have a chance, it's unlikely you're coming back in the next round, especially if it's 8 years later.
Well, and I also wonder whether Cruz...
Nixon didn't have that trouble.
No, yeah. Nixon didn't. And you
Hillary's
know,
not this time.
What'd you say?
Hillary's not this time.
So
no, I just said Hillary. Yeah. I mean, you know, I said Hillary played her cards right.
Would Cruz have done as well as he did do... If he was not running against Donald Trump and there was that for a moment that stopped Trump movement.
Well, who knew? I mean, look back on this thing and look at who he's eliminated, who they eliminated.
Yeah, who would
look
have been the front runner?
Jeb Bush, for goodness sake.
Marco Rubio.
No, I remember the article at the beginning of this whole cycle where the Times article said Jeb Bush's people have everybody in line. Mm-hmm. You can only work for him. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, pledge your fealty to him. And he probably would have been the presumptive nominee if Trump hadn't gotten in.
I don't know. Do you all remember when we were kids, when you were kids, which was much later than when I was a kid, but do you remember that one of the great questions kids would ask each other is, what's the longest word in the dictionary? And the answer was always anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Right.
Well, we have a good example here. At least the first part of that.
I was going to supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious,
right.
I think you are right, yeah. So the thing I am curious about is that seems to be, and by the way, I preface this with my full belief and agreement with Rosemary Armeo that polls at this point mean absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. However,
I agree.
Yesterday,
I don't agree.
Okay.
Just so everybody
yesterday,
knows.
So while all of this is going on, we found the USA Today poll came out and said that the only Republican in the general election who could beat Hillary Clinton was John Kasich, who is still in the race, we should note, although is fourth in a two-person race.
Yeah, because there's two people have dropped out, have more wins and delegates than he
right.
does.
So there's that. But then also, you have Bernie doing better over Trump than Hillary, and then you have Hillary beating Trump but narrowly.
Well, again, everything is situational. So, I've said it 1,000 times. The Republicans have concentrated their fire for years now on Hillary, deciding that she was going to be the candidate. Beat her up, Benghazi, beat her up, email messages, beat her up, beat her up, beat her up. And so it's taken its toll. They have left Bernie absolutely alone. The best reason is that they didn't think he was going to win, but it's also possible that they hoped he would win.
Trump seems almost to be promoting him. In every speech now, he talks about how Bernie has the right idea. He's getting screwed by the Democrats, same as the Republicans tried to do him in. He promotes Bernie Sanders.
Well, there's a good reason for that. Both of them are anti-establishment candidates. And Trump would love to pick up the Bernieites, and he may in some cases.
Yes, I fear that. This race is incredibly ugly, and one part of it is that if I now express my distaste for Trump, that he's an ignorant, foul-mouthed, divisive jerk, I suddenly was like, I did this on Facebook, and a friend immediately said, oh, bashing the common people now? It's so divided that you can't even say, I not in a million years want him as president. I am proud to be a white woman at this point because that is the group that's most solidly against Donald Trump.
One of 79% of something like that.
Yeah.
We're against him.
And in the punditry that came after the win last night in Indiana, so many people were saying, okay, but you look at the strength that Trump had throughout this primary process. He is polling miserably with women. He's polling miserably with minority voters. He's polling the only group that he wins with are white men.
Angry white men.
And yet the polls also show, as you mentioned, just ahead that he's doing very well in polling at this moment against, the Democrats, against Hillary.
Because the favorabilities for Hillary Clinton are so low.
Exactly. People don't like her. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I know how you feel about this, but I don't think you disagree with that.
No, we know that that's true. I think she's been the subject of attack for 30 years. And I even have to say I think that Bernie Sanders winning and staying in the race and talking the way he is, that's not a good way to go getting the nomination. It looks bad. TV talks about Bernie has the delegate count, but he has the soul of the party and
the
future.
Which isn't true.
Well, it is what they say. That's totally the perception. That's reflected everywhere. And I think the result of that could be a Trump win.
I think we just need to take a step back. I know everybody's saying, well, Trump could win, Trump could win, Trump could win. I do not think he can win. I think as we get closer, after we get through the conventions and the primary season is over and we have the nominees from both parties, and I think it'll be Trump-Clinton, the Oppo research that's already going will continue to ramp, and there'll be a lot of negatives on both sides. I mean, it will be the lesser of two evils, but I think ultimately Trump will be seen as the more evil of the two.
There is a history, Libby, of Trump just flinging off all dirt thrown at him.
Right.
That is not true
for
Hillary. Hillary has been absolved of everything she's been accused of. And
because
she will
she's
be,
a woman.
I think that's part of it. I agree with you. We're going to get letters on that. But I agree. She has absolved herself, and still the dirt sticks. So Oppo Research is not going to have the usual role it does in this fight.
Well, it will be different when we get to a general election.
Libby, you started off this by saying, let's just take a step back. Let us just take a step back and say that he has defied every single solitary shred
convention
of logic that has come since January 16th, 2015, when he announced that he was running for president of the United States.
It's true. You're absolutely right. And maybe I'll be absolutely wrong. Who knows? But, we will work hard to make that not be the case. I mean, we can't say, we just can't give it up now. That's for sure. We can't just, you know, roll over, pull the pillows over our heads and say, it's a done deal. Trump is going
to
win.
Right, Libby. But we have to be realistic about what's going on. We can't say, oh, he'll never,
sure.
Right? I mean, we can't say, yeah. No, he'll never win, or no, 79% of women are against him, so they're, and Hispanics are against him, and blacks are against him, they can't win. Well, he's disproved that, at least among Republicans, and at least among the general electorate, as opposed to the General Electric.
Electric company.
They don't want him either.
bad for business. Who have... This feeling that he's worth taking a look at, and you see polls, even the disputable Rasmussen poll, as I say, best Republican poll you can find, show him winning by 2 points. That's scary.
It is scary, but it's also scary. Early. And as Joe said at the beginning, and as you have said, Rosemary, the polls right now, you can't take them as
I know,
truth.
And anything can happen.
Right.
But the scary thing to me is that he's made every misstep that we thought was possible for a politician to make. He's offended huge swaths of the population.
Mm-hmm.
He has really suspect finances that have really been looked at, and nothing stops it. And there he is, the orange man with that Aryan Stepford family behind him. The tall blonde
people. Oh, stop
people.
With it. That's not fair.
Oh, yeah, it
no,
is.
No, it's not
it's
fair.
It's scary
to say,
stuff.
It's not fair to say Aryan. You really can't do that. I mean, people...
What, make a Hitler comparison?
Yeah.
That he's a demagogue?
No,
I believe that's
you
fair.
You cannot do that. I'm sorry. You know, I'm no big Trump fan, but I think...
He hasn't burned 6 million Jews yet.
Nobody'd like to burn 6 million Muslims. And today is Yom HaShoah. It's the anniversary of the Holocaust. Starts tonight, and then it's all day tomorrow. And you know, there's really, it gives us pause when we think about how Hitler rose to power and how this man is rising to power. Now, will he send people to camps like that and into the ovens? He'll send people, if he had his way, I think he'd send people to camps, but not necessarily into the ovens. It's a 24-hour news cycle. It's a little more difficult to do that than it was back in 1945 and 44 and 43.
I want to get off of this.
But he is a demagogue. He is appealing to the most base parts of an angry electorate who feel they have been disenfranchised because they are no longer going to be in the majority in this country in 20 years. And that's angry white men.
And I also even look at all the Republicans who at the end flipped and began throwing back the insults at Trump were almost immediately ushered out. Happened with Cruz this last time.
Right.
And they're already saying, oh, Hillary will fight back. I don't think that's going to work. And I don't know. I hope they do. They're smarter than I am. I hope they know what will. I think he's very hard to counter.
I mean, you've all seen the Hillary ad against Trump, right? With the one that says, you know, they start off by saying, they have a clip of him saying, I'm going to do every single solitary thing that I say I'm going to do. And then they do the laundry list. I'm going to build the wall. I'm going to... the Muslim, but also the gun zones
ISIS.
And the mm-hmm. and the so and they start going through the whole litany of things that he said, and then they have the clips. I don't know. Is that it will to your point? Will that be effective?
No, I mean, he says the same thing at every one of the rallies. He does. You see him on CNN.
Well,
and thousands of people cheer.
But it's in a general election.
Well, when you had Barry Goldwater in the ad, the Lyndon Johnson ad, which probably did more to defeat him than anything else, picking the daisy petals off, and then the nuclear explosion.
Right.
That was something I think people could sort of get their teeth into. But this, not only in the United States, but virtually everywhere else in the world, there is an anti-Muslim impetus. You know, don't let him in, the rest of it. I am not of that crowd, but I'm telling you now, it's there. And he knows what he's doing. I think if Hillary puts that on the air, that doesn't particularly help Hillary with the crowd who's going to vote for Trump.
It does not.
No, okay. So if you're going to build a wall in Mexico, to Mexico, does that help or not? I don't think it does. I don't think it helps elect Hillary at all. So which of those things on the list? Because this is where the guy has political genius, not to be admired, but political mm-hmm. genius. He knows how to pick out those things that the people are angry about. I heard one the other day, and I know both of you will get mad at me. But the guy from Lincoln Center got fired.
Because he was sleeping with a subordinate.
Yeah. Okay, but that wasn't all. They were also angry that he had used language like honey and dear and sweetie to people when he came through and addressed them. Now, I ain't saying anything except the fact that there are certainly going to be people who say, I'm voting for Donald Trump because of that.
Oh, the anti-political correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely they're going to vote for him. That's why he has been so... such a magnet for these people, because he's been talking against political correctness, which is really just being polite. You know, that's really what political correctness is, and respecting other people. And he has been railing against that right from the start. And yes, those who want to be able to tell off-color jokes, be able to use the N-word with impunity, be able to call women whatever it is.
I love winning with women, saying it with a smirk.
Yeah. Well, you know, seeing women as, you know, on their backs is their only good place to be. You know, so yes. They do. He does speak to those people, and
Hillary,
he's been very clear about
Hillary's
that.
Not going to win by appealing to those people. She's going to win the same way she has won, I think, the nomination, which is appealing to the Northeast states and Ohio and Florida, California.
You shore up your base, and you go after the undecideds. That's how you win.
Scott just wrote us and said, all lined up to shoot Trump. Wow, time to change stations. I'll try listening another day. Hey, wait a second.
That's why he's going
to
end up.
We have to take a break, but we'll be right back and continue our conversation after this short break. Good morning. I am Joe Donahue, and he is Alan Chartuck. That is Rosemary Arameo, and Libby Post is right there. We are here today. We are here today on this fourth day of May to talk about what's going on in the world. We believe that I'm just checking, but I think after Rosemary's rant, yes, the internet server seems to be working.
Well, I made a rant. What did I rant about?
Well, so we have.
It's a bad one. You can't even remember.
We have a lot
when
of letters.
Women express their opinion.
Well, when you were going off on when the two of you were going
that
off
Trump
on
is
Trump,
like
yes.
Trump is like Hitler.
All right, we have a lot of letters. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Shane says. I think Shane says. Well, okay. Let's say John says, Libby, I love you, but your attitude toward Trump is exactly what will get him elected. Yes, he's personally appalling. However, your outrage is exactly what fuels his supporters. The more outrage expressed by those of you in the news media and the political establishment, the more attractive he becomes. If you want to beat Trump, you're going to have to look past his personality and focus on policy, your policy. You need to present the American people.
He has no policy.
Right. I don't know.
I just got a message from a friend who says, I'm a very angry white man, and this guy is, and he's a Republican, and I love him, and I will never vote for Trump. So there is hope.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, darling.
Old Yiddish expression, for example, stinks. In other words, you know, one person saying something to you doesn't exactly make
a
prevailing opinion.
Yeah, I get that.
You're going to get fired.
All right, sweetheart.
You're
going
to get fired for that, dearie.
Sweetums.
All right.
Okay. I agree with all of you, says Ben in Greenfield. And that's the problem. Just because your table is round doesn't mean that it's one-sided.
Oh, very clever.
Very nice.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, panel. Clinton has been a politician for many, many years, is well-trained, very polished, while Trump is a political tyro and very unpolished. I can easily envision a Trump-Clinton debate in September, October, where Trump really puts his foot in his mouth due to his lack of composure and self-control. The debates ought to be prime TV, and I'll bet they are.
That's what I agree.
Oh, you know, can I just enter this into the equation, though? Because here's the thing that seems to be, and I realize this may not be a major point for a majority of the electorate, but the way this race is being covered in the rest of the world and our standing in the rest of the world as a result of what Donald Trump is saying, has drastically changed. And
they're treating Trump as if he, in some cases, as if he is the president right now.
Very much so. And it has become, I mean, I don't want to overemphasize it, but it seems as though there is great fear and concern on the part of the world community. Is that going
Absolutely.
to come into this? into this race?
No. Americans don't care what the rest of the world feels like. We don't even know who they are. No. I wish it did.
Anyway, David says, Sanders is the only one that can bring in the votes to win the presidency and help win back the Senate. Okay, then he goes on to explain that. And, of course, I don't know. And then Tom says...
I'm sorry, again, please. Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
So people have been saying this about Kasich, too. So the poll numbers say that Kasich would win against...
Because he's perceived. I didn't say he is. He's perceived as a moderate.
But he isn't winning now. Bernie Sanders is having trouble. I mean, he's doing well, but he's not doing as well as Hillary Clinton.
Correct.
So my question is that if you have candidates who are not performing... or who are being outperformed by other candidates, what guarantees that they will then outperform in another situation?
I have spoken on this very subject many times.
I know that.
And that is, what happens is that we are talking about primaries, which bring out a much smaller sample of people who vote in the primaries than in the general election.
Right.
So we're having a different kind of election. You have the right-wingers who are voting in the Republican primaries. And a Kasich doesn't, who is perceived, again perceived, I don't want any letters, as being middle of the road, does much better in the larger show, in the big show, than he does in the little show.
But he's not even, I mean, in some places, he's not even breaking 4%.
No.
I mean, he doesn't even have his party support.
He's unacceptable to the right wing of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
But this election is going to be won, and that's why Trump is so dangerous. This election is going to be won by the middle, in the middle. The independent voter, the Democrat who says, I don't like Hillary that much. Give me something that excites me a little bit more. Those are the people who might like Trump. I said in the very beginning here, if you really wanted to have a sure thing for Hillary, then Cruz should have been the should have been the candidate because he wasn't getting the middle. Right. The middle is everything here.
I have a friend who wrote in and said that reality TV and poor parenting are to blame for Trump mania. Good comment.
Well, there's a lot been said. There's actually been studies about sort of the self-esteem movement has actually, because that whole idea of coming out and saying, I'm going to do the best, I'm the best, I can do this, that has enabled someone to be able, in Trump's position, to take that ego, the egoism of a politician to a new level.
I don't, Joe. You know, I don't know that it is. Oh boy, am I going to get it? It is only egoism. I think what happens is that the American people don't like the people who are running the country right now. They don't like them, and Hillary is perceived as part of that establishment. Bernie is perceived as an outsider.
But I'm going to build the best wall. I'm going to build the best. I'm going to have the best program.
Sure.
I'm going to do this the best. I do this the best. I'm the best. I'm the prettiest. I'm the most handsome. I'm the, you know, I mean, there's that.
It's not an exact analogy, but Obama won because a lot of people thought, projected into Obama whatever they were thinking, whatever they wanted, because he was a blank slate. I think to some degree, people want a leader who will say, I can do it, and not a leader who says, I can do it, and then we know that she or he isn't doing it. That's the issue, not for them. Grace says, I don't know, Grace says, Trump will never release his tax. If he does, it will show his income minuscule compared to his claims. This will be a major factor against him. Okay, Jade says, just wanted to let you know, Bernie won Indiana. I said so.
Yes,
okay, now can you go back to Trump? All right.
Well, he won. That's the whole problem. He won the vote total, and it hurts Hillary perceptively.
It does.
But it doesn't hurt her in the delegate count. He got 4 more delegates than she did. That doesn't change a thing.
Okay, and Diane says, no one's taking into account that Bernie is getting no negative press right now. However, if he were running in the general election, he'd be skewered by the press and the Republicans. That's from Diane.
Like we've talked about
that
many
about
times.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
we hear from John. I think we're seeing the effects of dumbing down the populace.
Mm-hmm.
We are back to seeing people react with fear and hostility to those people. right.
Yeah, I agree with that. And yet, you know, just saying that, the listener and us, we sound like elitists.
That's right.
And that hurts us. Just to say it hurts us, even though I think it's really true.
Well, you know, many of the earlier philosophies, I always get my Socrates and my and my Plato's mixed up. But I can tell you, many of the early people saw the faults of democracy, and it came directly to this issue of people not being educated enough in a democracy to make good decisions.
I think it was Plato.
Yeah, probably right. Did I teach you that? Okay,
no.
Robert.
But
okay.
You can take credit for it anyway.
Okay, I did. Okay, so. From Tuesday, a leftover. Who knows what's ahead? Senator Sanders may see something we don't like. We don't. And he, like Trump, has every right to run. Unfortunately, Ms. Clinton has not exhibited any movement left with Clinton, and we know it'll be the same old with Sanders. It's the best shot we've had for much-needed change.
Well, I'm sorry, I have no idea what that
Well, no,
said.
I know what it means. I mean, look, I know what this election, the Democratic election is. It's Sanders represents a lot of people in the Democratic Party and in the country who think that that there's a ruling elite who is doing everything. We got to bust up the banks. We got to do all of this stuff. And many of us, and I say us, including me, think he's right. We also think, in some cases, that he can't win. I voted for him, but we think it might have been a tough win for him to do. On the Hillary side, there's a lot of people say, eh, I don't really like her. I think she's one of them. I think she's part of that cabal that are ruling the country. And that's the tension in the election.
Okay, I just didn't understand what the letter said. I didn't hear it. I've heard this stuff before.
Thomas says, where's Carly Fiorina?
I know. I feel sorry for Carly.
You
Does she have, like, the shortest vice presidential campaign in history? Certainly the weirdest.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Oh,
boy. It's over.
And here comes from Mark. Hi, all. This one gets me upset. I'm an upstate Democrat that would vote for Bernie, but not for Hillary, due to her extreme stance on the Second Amendment. That'll cause her to lose key states such as Florida. Consider the gun dealer billboard. Love the show. Know you will disagree with me. I do.
We do.
Because, you know, there's this little thing called SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, which is just as important as the president in some cases,
That's
as important
really
as the Congress.
That's really actually the most important thing.
Well, you can argue that.
Well, I mean, another important thing is he wants to eliminate ISIS. That means we're sending troops.
We're going back
we're
to
We're sending
war.
Troops into Syria. Do you not care about your sons and daughters?
Well, his sons and daughters aren't going to go.
Of course
because
not.
Because he didn't go.
Nope.
He dodged the draft.
Yeah,
so
he's for the little people. He's going to give that military opportunity to the working class and poorly educated.
It's all about,
so much.
Once again, people of color fighting a white man's war.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Don't you think that someday scientists who study the brain will see that increasingly people who are processing experience in completely different ways? People of the left are using their frontal cortex to analyze validity and examine for veracity. The process is vulnerable to attack because everything must be examined for demonstrable validity in the outside world.
Okay.
Huh?
All right. One more and we'll take a break.
Michael says, if you follow the money, and that seems to lead to the truth, you see that all the big Republican donors are abandoning Trump and conceding the presidency to the Democrats and trying to save Congress. So why would Alan be so worried? P.S. Joe and Ray are the best radio men in the business. I listen to a lot of radio, says Michael. He said that before, and I'm not taking it personally. But I
actually think that this is one of the more interesting aspects of this election, that big donors have found it not cost-effective to invest in presidential politics.
Yeah, but is what he's saying true, though? That I mean, I don't think have
big donors are pulling away and saying they're going to put money into saving the Senate for Republicans.
Well, and it may be one argument for the anti-Hillaryites, because they may see Hillary is more stable and better for the existing ruling elite than Trump.
I don't understand that connection.
They're all scared of Trump. I say to everybody, why don't they like Trump in the Republican Party, especially since he shows that he could win? And they all say to me, because they can't control him. Control him to what end? What do they want to control him for? It's because he's given money to Hillary. He said things about women being able to control their own bodies. These are all things that they are scared of doing. He says he's not stopping Social Security. He is saying things that are popular. with the center of America.
He also said women should be punished for having an abortion.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll continue. We have other stuff to talk about. First this.
Support for WMT comes from Zimmer Brothers Jewelers, Poughkeepsie and Rhinebeck, a curated selection of fine and estate jewelry for life's celebrations. Jewelers since 1893, ZimmerBrothers.com. And Sunwood Builders Amherst, over 20 years of green and custom home building, offering home remodeling services and energy retrofits, working to save energy while maintaining design features. Sunwood-Builders.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. We have about 10 minutes, so I do not want to, we were talking about this yesterday, I don't want to get out of here without talking about this, which is Sheldon Silver was sentenced yesterday to 12 years in prison, and the former Speaker of the State Assembly I believe he does not have to surrender himself until July. And but 72 years old, and was convicted and given. I think the prosecutor in this case, Preet Bharara, had been hoping for a longer sentence. But I believe that most of us could say that 12 years seems like that's a good sentence.
That's a good sentence for him. I mean, you know,
he's 72.
72. It's so 84.
84.
He's sick.
He could have gotten 27.
Yes.
So. Yes.
He also has to pay massive fine of $1.75 million and pay back the, $5 million that he took.
4.8 or whatever.
Took. Yeah. So it comes out to about $7 million. That alone, it's heavy. And I have to say, this is such a good thing for the following reason. It doesn't happen in Eastern Europe. It doesn't happen in other places in the world that the high and mighty, when they err, are actually punished. And that is such a good lesson. It really makes it seem as if the law is applied equally.
Well, I'm a little bit concerned that the people who violate the state laws or the state system don't get prosecuted, and that if it weren't for a courageous, and I mean unusually courageous, federal prosecutor, none of this would be happening. How come the district attorneys in this state don't go after these people? Well, it's a complicated answer, but I know our wonderful DA here in Albany basically has told me he doesn't get the resources from the legislature. Surprise, surprise, that he would need to do that.
One of his basic platform when he first ran was to go after white collar crime. To go after this sort of stuff.
So, if there wasn't a dual system of sovereignty, federal and state, I don't think we'd be looking at any of this.
Meanwhile, Mr. Skelos, Dean Skelos, as majority leader of the Senate, will be sentenced on May 12th. A week later, John Sampson, former leader of the Senate Democrats, will face his own sentencing. And this all comes just days after several inquiries are now focused on possible wrongdoing connected to the administrations of Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It's rough to be a politician these days.
Right. What's interesting is whether or not either house will do anything in terms of ethics.
Libby, you have really just said it right. I mean, there's no question. Can you imagine? They're hauling them off one after another, after another, after another. And they know we're not going to do it. How can I send my kids to college? I need the money. I want a second home. I want this or that. Hey, a lot of people will work for $100,000. A lot of people will work for $100,000. Oh, no. They only make $79,000 or so-called $80,000. Yeah, but then they all have Lulus and they all have committee chairmanships and they all make all this extra money. No, if you want to be in the legislature, then you got to stop. And you know that 97% of the people in this last poll, Siena poll, were aghast at what was going on in the legislature.
Spain said this yesterday, that the state house is falling down and crumbling around everybody, and they're calling a special session so they can discuss Uber. At what point do you think to yourself, oh, yeah, maybe we should address this?
Well, I had a call from an assemblyman last night who wanted to have lunch with me today. I don't know what he wants. But, they're certainly listening. They know people are furious. And this, by the way, represents a real opportunity for an aggressive leadership group from in the legislature who say, okay, I can make my reputation, I can make it big if I now say I'm the champion of change and we have to do this. Somebody could get to be speaker very quickly because the boss of the Bronx is now the boss of the assembly.
There's the problem right there, though. You're calling for brave, bold leadership. Always in short supply.
Yeah, but you know what? The two guys' names are Roosevelt, who did very well with that in the legislature.
They could fund their own campaigns. I mean, well, that's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. They could, but when you see Bernie and, the $27 that have funded his campaign and the rest of it, if it's done right, if you appeal to people, okay, put a little in to make this thing happen,
extremely rare.
Well,
either can't or don't do it.
But, the New York Times did this, but this is incredible to me. This is from top to bottom as far as the sentence. But this is just within the last 4 years, 5 years. Yeah. Assembly William Boyland, sentence, convicted, mm-hmm. sentenced to 168 months. Sheldon Silver, 144 months. Daniel Halloran, city councilman, 120 months. Brian McLaughlin, state assemblyman, 120 months. Carl Krueger, 84 months.
The
Malcolm Smith, 84 months. State Senator Gonzalez, 84 months. State Assemblyman Seminario.
Seminario.
72 months. Miguel Martinez, New York City Councilman, 60 months. Pedro Espada, 60 months. Larry Seabrook, a New York City Councilman, 60 months. I mean,
they almost have a quorum.
That's mm-hmm. damning. Isn't it?
Yes.
So at what point does that be, we talk about this in the terms of Newtown all the time. If that doesn't change things, what will? If this doesn't change things, what will?
Well, maybe nothing. I just had a little debatelet with Rosemary on this. It doesn't mean it can't be changed. I don't think you'd throw up your hands and say, this can't work. There is a mounting fury from the people who elect these guys. And I think if you do it right and you appeal to people to get behind. Now, there are some of these so-called good government groups that, they prefer it this way because it keeps them in business. They can.
I don't believe that.
Well,
I think they would prefer for it to be fixed.
Yeah.
And I think the mounting fury shows itself by people not voting at all in these elections, not that they're calling up for some hero to save them.
Well, and quite frankly,
I don't agree with you.
Let me just bring it.
I hope I'm wrong.
I just don't
see any evidence of it. And you haven't given me any.
There's also
hope.
Oh, didn't Obama win that way? Yeah, hope.
Oh, well, and you think Obama hasn't been a good president?
I don't think he's been a great president.
I think he's been a great president. Boy, you and I are on different paths.
We are. Paths. That's a terrible expression that has come out of this
election.
The narrow path.
Well, here's the issue. Obama hasn't been a great president. What's going to stop, if the Republicans maintain control of the House and Senate, what's going to stop them from being just as obstreperous with Clinton as president?
No,
and so
I think that the one difference is Hillary is better at working with people who she thinks are beneath him than a Barack Obama.
They hate her. They hate her. They really hate Hillary.
But when she was in the Senate, they hated her then, and she was extremely effective.
Well, we'll see.
So your point, the point a moment ago in the state elections is that what will happen, probably most people won't vote. But that's the same.
People are filled with disgust.
But it's the same concern that we have for the general election in the fall. I mean, one of the things that came out of the exit polling in Indiana was most people said, if I have a choice between Trump and Clinton, I probably won't vote.
Right. Right.
Now, I'm not saying that was a majority, but it was a very large swath of those people that were polled.
But then again, it's all very early, and those folks may very well change their mind by the time November rolls around.
Every time you say, said Peg, Alan, the people just don't like Hillary, which is often, you're trying to tell people not to like her? Come on, Peggy, cut it out. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm telling you what the results of these polls are and what people are saying.
I mean, you just, if you Google...
Stop making stuff up.
If you Google Hillary Clinton favorability poll, you will see what her numbers are.
They're terrible.
And I that's
only,
just a
only
fact.
Trump is worse. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 30 seconds. Anyone have any last words?
Ethics reform.
Go in peace.
Okay. Thank you very much to Libby and Rosemary and Alan. We'll be back tomorrow. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.